Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, beautiful weather. You got a potential closeout game tonight. It's the weekend. Feels good right now. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You will be able to hear Game 6 here tonight on 560 WQAM. The radio voice, Doug Plagans, will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. His compadre in the broadcast booth, Billy Lindsay, will join us in the 5 o'clock hour, and we will get you ready for some Panthers hockey tonight.
Yes, I can't wait.
Let's do headlines here to start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
You have a ton of action going on this weekend in the sports world. We have a Game 7 in the NBA coming up later this weekend. Tonight, Panthers-Leafs, Game 6, Amerant Bank Arena. Also tonight in the NBA, the New York Knicks try to close out the Boston Celtics in Game 6. The game is being played at MSG in Manhattan.
That is a tough ticket, man.
Yes.
That is a legit tough ticket.
Cat's going to let him down, I'm telling you.
Man, if...
some point.
If Tatum goes out injured and the Knicks lose 3 subsequent games to the Celtics... that would be one of the most epic sports collapses of all time.
Yes, for sure. Well, I can't think of any other ones.
I mean, that's like...
you lose your number one
player. You lose your number one dude. You're in the driver's seat, and you can't close it out. I was talking yesterday, Stephen A. Smith, after that Celtics loss on Wednesday night, Stephen A. Smith was like, I'm nervous because it all comes down to Game 6 tonight in New York. That's it. You send this thing back to Boston for a Game 7, forget about it.
They're going to get them.
So this is a must win for the Knicks tonight if they want to advance.
There isn't a single place on earth I'd least want to be in than West 31st Street and 8th Avenue if the New York Knicks beat the Boston Celtics tonight.
It's going to be like a New Year's Eve celebration there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You will not be able to get a table of juniors.
You don't like just happiness and fandom? Because I'm not a Knicks fan, but I like, you know.
I was like saying yesterday, I said it when Zach Gelb was on with us Wednesday. It's good for the league.
Yeah.
It is. I know people don't want to hear that, but it happens to be good for the league.
Where do they climb on the poles?
That's Philly. Yeah,
when Philly's winning the Super Bowl, I'm not a Philly. I don't care about the Eagles, but I enjoy seeing the people just go crazy.
No, I mean, I like happiness. I like people celebrating their team, except for Knicks fans. I mean, what? I'm supposed to be happy for Knicks fans? What's going on here? What are you guys doing?
I'm not happy for Knicks fans per se. I just think it's good for the game of basketball. Yes.
Why?
I don't know, because that's the basketball mecca.
Of what?
Of mecca.
But of what? Of losing?
Mecca was pretty descriptive there. I don't know.
The basketball mecca of constantly underachieving? The basketball mecca
That's why it's so thrilling.
Consistently coming up short in the biggest of moments?
That's why it's so thrilling. That's why I think people across the nation were happy for the Cubs when they finally won a World Series after 100 years. Think about Toronto. You know, the Maple Leafs? Mm-hmm. I saw this. I can't remember if I saw it on Twitter or during the broadcast. The Maple Leafs have not won a Stanley Cup. Now, remember, this is Toronto. This is Canada. This is the epicenter of hockey. They have not won a Stanley Cup since before man walked on the moon. That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That's an unbelievable stat.
Yeah.
So you're happy when a fan base, I think, as just a sports fan, gets to celebrate after years of futility.
A historic team.
And this, by the way, is just to get to the Eastern Conference Finals for the Knicks. Like, this isn't even – I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. That place is going to go wild if they go to the NBA Finals.
Large market, historic organization.
So?
Willis Reed.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Yeah,
Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
Didn't win a ring.
Charlie Ward.
Didn't win a ring.
I know. That's part of the lure.
Nah, sorry. I can't ride with you on this one. Like, the Cubs.
I'm just telling you, it'd be good for the league. I don't care about Knicks fans. No. I happen to find New Yorkers insufferable.
And I don't really hate other teams. Like, I think Solana's one of those fans that if you're with the Heat, you have to hate all the other Eastern Conference teams. I don't abide by that.
I'm a fan. I'm a normal fan. Yeah, that's what we do. I take more pleasure in my rivals losing than I do in my own team winning. I'd rather my rivals be miserable than for me to experience happiness.
Win?
Yeah, 100%.
So the Knicks lose on a Wednesday night makes you feel better than the Heat winning on that same night.
The Knicks blowing a 3-1 series lead to the Celtics without Tatum will probably make me happier than the three NBA titles that the Heat hosted.
Bostonians, if they are to come back in this series, that's no great shakes either.
Who's more annoying?
It's a push, man. The thing is, there's more New Yorkers down here, so you get it more in your face. Like, it's just – but, like, Boston fans –
But you can't beat Boston fans. They have the legendary ring status. Like, they've won more titles than anybody. My entire life, it's been the Bruins and then the stupid Red Sox and the stupid Celtics winning.
Forget about the Patriots.
Oh, it's Tom Brady. So, like Boston, I mean, it was great. It was awesome to ruin the Boston Bruins a couple years ago. It was awesome with Jimmy Butler to terrorize the Celtics. But they won last year, so it is what it is. Now I have to deal with the Bostonians back on top and Knicks fans in their Tims running around yelling, bing bong. No, absolutely not. Hell no. What's going on with you two? Come on.
I honestly think you might be more, the way you think might be more like the fan.
Oh, it totally is.
I don't get it.
I don't mind Tims.
To like my team, I don't
that's
have
my
to
look,
hate
man.
Another
Cargo
team.
Cargo shorts and Tim. That's my look.
If you showed up to the next Whiskey Stars and Cigars in
Tim's. I'll send you the
A Willis Reed jersey.
Yankee hat.
Tim's.
What's
that? An amazing stat that the NHL Twitter account just tweeted out. Under Paul Maurice, the Florida Panthers, when holding a lead at the end of the first or second period in the playoffs, under Paul Maurice, Panthers are 26-0.
Man knows what he's doing.
Holy mackerel. But that's the kind of hockey that Josh Appel tells us all the time. Like, you get that one goal lead, and then you just infuriate the team and your opponent, they just get lost in it.
That's what I thought we were going to get those two. I said it, the 2-1, 2-0, and all them games. And then, well, they beat the hell out of them last game. But, yeah, choking defense.
All right. Well, tonight, Knicks, Celtics, Game 6 at the Garden. Game 7, by the way, in the NBA is going to be on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. between the Nuggets and the Thunder. And if the Knicks and Celtics do go to 7.
Oh, I thought you were saying that there's going to be a Game 7 for Knicks and Celtics.
That'll be on Monday at May 19th. May 19th at 8 p.m. Panthers tonight. Inter-Miami plays on Sunday, 7 p.m., and Los Marlins are back at home.
That's what drove me crazy about Cuño talking about these zucchini brownies. Mm-hmm. I've had good brownies. They're at the Inter-Miami game. I'm tempted to pay $180 a ticket just for a brownie. And this guy's talking about, oh, the zucchini brownies. They taste just as good as any brownie you've ever had. Yeah, okay, you've obviously never been to the club level at Chase Stadium.
His answer, he just feel great the next morning. What do you know? No, I don't.
I feel empty and used.
People use that all the time. You just, your body feels amazing after you eat these brownies. No, it feels silly.
I like feeling like I stuff my face. I like going to bed, kind of like stomach cramps a little bit, knowing that I just overate. I love that feeling.
I eat late for that feeling. Like, to be full and get right in the
bed. I see, that's funny. I have such immediate regret if I eat late. It feels good in that second. Solana says he embraces it. Mm-hmm. I have such immediate regret that that's what stops me from stuffing my face real late. Because I'm telling you, the regret is so immediate because I feel so awful.
No, it's like a tick. You know, ticks are just, they'll suck the blood, yep, and then they just fall off, and they'll sleep.
So you feel satiated?
Yeah, you're just,
I don't.
Bullshit.
I just feel guilt-ridden.
And your body has to work off all the calories, so you're tired. Like the Thanksgiving, the tryptophan,
yeah,
and all that
tryptophan
stuff. I like that feeling.
Speaking of which, maybe, no matter what happens in this series, Canada's already won. Wendy's Canada is releasing a new burger.
We must have the same algorithm because I just saw this. Did you just see this?
I just saw this.
Yeah, we have the same algorithm. I literally just saw this scrolling.
Wendy's Canada is
you
releasing.
Following Caitlin Krems like I am.
Well, now I am.
With Caitlin Krim.
I'm in love with this woman.
This burger uses grilled cheese sandwiches as buns.
Hmm. And just meat and lettuce.
But usually that feels like that would be an American thing because we're gluttonous. Like that feels like Wendy's got it wrong. Like they sent it to the wrong side of the border. Yeah.
Then that's four pieces of bread on a one patty.
Yeah.
That's too much bread.
A little too much.
Too much bread? No such thing.
Four?
No such thing.
Two sandwiches outside of a patty.
Right, but it when you squish a grilled cheese, right? It like the bread, because it's been cooked with the cheese, can just be squished down real tight. So it's almost really like one bread with cheese in it.
I love a cafeteria grilled cheese, mm-hmm, that's buttery and smashed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my greatest memory from University of Miami is the grilled cheese at the Pearson Mahoney cafeteria. I've been chasing that feeling since 1991.
What kind of meal plan were you on?
That was about it. We didn't all have scholarships.
What kind of meal
plan? When they had a grilled cheese, man, we celebrated.
I'll take the steak and stone crab,
yeah,
please.
Well, I wasn't exactly in the athletic department meal plan.
You want EBT?
I have such great memories of that grilled cheese at UM. Mm-hmm. I have never been able to feel that way quite since then.
You had food stamps in college.
Pretty much, man. We had croquetas, grilled cheese, and acrylic tubs of Cap'n Crunch and other cereal.
That was exactly what food stamps get you.
That was the food milk, hall at Pearson Mahoney.
Milk, cheese, milk, bread, cereal.
Cheese, bread, cereal.
Hawk.
Yep.
You want food stamps.
And I liked it.
That's crazy, man. Going to college and not having like a chicken kitchen or a pollo tropical on campus.
Didn't have them on campus.
Crazy, man.
We had a grill by the pool. If anybody remembers the UM campus in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a pool grill called Pool Grill.
See, y'all were innovative.
And it had, you know, the letters that you would stick on those signs, you know, that would just kind of clamp into the sign because there was no such thing as an electric sign. So it would just be, you know, like, but someone would steal the two L's, so it's grid cheese, you know. It's like, so you had that. Mm-hmm. You didn't, and the Rathskeller. I mean, there was literally not a restaurant, a branded restaurant at UM the 4 years that I was there.
That makes sense because y'all had to cook just on like fire.
They had.
Was there electricity?
There was Burger King across the street. Oh. There was Velvet Cream and Burger King across the street. And all Canes. No, Book Horizons. Book Horizons. That's what I'm thinking.
Book Horizons and Titanic Brewery, of course, down the street.
Yeah, there's not a single. Like, you walk to a campus now, like DJ's campus up at University of Tampa. I mean, it's like a five-star cruise ship.
Yeah, that's
like, yeah. Like, you expect Guy Fieri to be cooking up burgers during the day. We did have a pizza cart. I remember the guy who ran the pizza cart, a guy named Rob. There was a pizza cart in the middle of campus where they have that big U now. Mm-hmm. They had a pizza cart. Guy's name was Rob, who sold the pizza out of there. He was in a band called Coral Gables, which a local band. They were so good, man. 30 pieces of silver. Someone out there knows what I'm talking about.
He threw up his gang sign.
The band was called Coral Gables, you say?
Mm-hmm. Band was called Coral Gables. 30 pieces of silver was a banger.
Did they make it?
I don't think so.
Mm. That's why he's selling pizza.
That pizza car, though, was fire.
Your weather, Remy DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. The Marlins do play tonight. It's Barbie night at Lone Depot Park. Tonight is
Mervis night at Lone Depot Park. Don't get it twisted. Have they come out with the lineup yet?
Double check, bud. I haven't been emailed the lineup yet.
I think I'm jumping off the train.
How dare you?
Skip,
not yet.
Don't believe in him.
No lineup yet.
Well, who's pitching? Is it a lefty? I mean, that's pretty much.
No, it's a righty.
It's a righty? All right. Then.
But he sat him twice against righties last week.
And he pulls him in late innings.
Well, tonight
he only bats against righties, and he's not going to get more than two at-bats a game.
Well, because generally they bring in the lefty closers.
And
one of the two relievers is always going to be a lefty.
Yep.
And Mervis, if he's coming up, he gets put on the bench.
Yeah, I'm not losing any more money with you.
Tonight is the second annual Marlins Barbie game. So you can go to the game, but you have to buy like the special ticket, and you get a Marlins Barbie-themed jersey, kind of like the Flannies ones that we all got a year ago, but this one's pink. And then I think the Celia Cruz bobbleheads are on Sunday. I'll double-check for everybody. I forgot to double-check yesterday. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida, but it is very, very hot and very, very humid. And yes, first 8,000 fans on May 18th, which is Sunday, get the Celia Cruz bobblehead celebrating Cuban heritage. Back to you.
All right, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. We're talking plenty of hockey and basketball, and we're going to talk some Dolphin schedule in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Don't forget, speaking of the Amerant Bank Arena, we still have one final pair of tickets this week, today, for The Who and their North American Farewell Tour. It's coming here to the Amerant Bank Arena in August, and it's a Live Nation show, and we will give away our final pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Somebody texts in, preach, Hawk, the pool grill and the rat was it, nothing else. Deep pizza across US 1 next to Velvet Cream. Solana, no Titanic back then. LB's Eatery was in that location.
Was Swenson's there?
Swenson's was there. Swenson's was there on US 1. You had Specs Music, and you had Swenson's. And that was, I mean, that was my heaven, man.
What about that little mall with the Buffalo Wild Wings and all that?
Bakery Center? No. It was called Bakery Center.
That mall with the old stairs, you walk up, got to walk.
It was called Bakery Center.
It was up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sunset Place is pretty much donezo, by the way. I think they're knocking it down, and they're going to build, like, luxury apartments or whatever.
It was never – it never was anything after Bakery Center. Bakery Center was really the heyday of
that
area.
What about the little shake spot down there? Did y'all have a little shake spot?
There was one. There was a place – the place we used to go to was next to Miami High Line called Pink Pussycat.
Really?
Does anyone remember on the text line – because what was better than a night at Miami High Line and then going next door to Pink Pussycat?
Because
you had
money.
Your winnings. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You already smell like cigarettes, so what's the difference?
That's funny.
Isn't that – wasn't there a Pink Pussycat right next to the airport. I don't know if it was on Lejeune.
Maybe that's where it was. I remember it being next to Miami High Line, but I don't think I was driving, so maybe I just remember going to Miami High, like that was the stop. Miami High Line and then Pink Pussycat.
Barry just drug you around.
In his Scirocco.
Hawk, Pink
When they
building?
Saw us pulling up to the Pink Pussycat in the black Scirocco, look out.
They were in trouble.
Hawk, Pink Building and then Neon everywhere,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Bro, that place closed like 4 years ago.
It was still open
it
all
these
years?
It was still open.
Man.
That's good.
Holy mackerel.
By the way, BT's right near Sunset Place in South Miami.
Yes.
And first strip club I ever went to for the food, of course. By the way, I forgot to tell. I mean, this is news I've been holding on for a couple days, and I can't believe I forgot to tell you. FIU, Florida International University, has, I'll say, upgraded from a Pepsi product school.
What?
To a Coca-Cola school.
Stop it. Pause up, baby. I'll give you a pause up for that one.
Let's go.
Pause up.
Let's go.
Look at this dope next to me here at the arena.
Oh.
Crowder stopped before the show. He got himself a Pepsi.
A liter.
And it's, I mean, first of all, to buy your own, buy yourself a liter of Pepsi. It's just, it is the lowest of the low. Like, you know, this 16-ounce bottle isn't going to cut it. I need a liter
of
Pepsi. Full sugar, full liter of Pepsi.
Because the big one's at the bottom. So I saw the Pepsis up top, and they were $1.99. I looked down. I said, it's a liter for $2.99. I'm going to get the liter.
Right, but it's a liter. But to like, how much was the price difference between Pepsi and Coke? I don't think there's any.
I don't
is there?
For Coke. No, it's same price.
I mean, to willingly choose Pepsi over Coke is just beyond comprehension to me.
I just you say the cherry Coke, then they have wild cherry Pepsi.
I have to tell you, I'm intrigued by wild cherry Pepsi because wild cherry is better marketing than cherry. I'm
telling you, Pepsi's better.
But Pepsi, they have it at Hooters. I end up drinking it there.
Delicious.
There's a couple places where I'm just like, yeah, I'll have it, but man, you're telling me FIU is now Coca-Cola, Solana? I'm coming to an FIU game.
That's
when you throwing out the next first pitch?
Well, don't think I'm doing that again, Hawk.
Took him 20 years to get that one.
And somebody fainted right before I threw out the first pitch, so I don't.
That was funny, man.
I mean,
God bless her that she's okay. Anyway, here's the Dolphin schedule that was released this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
ESPN did a little recap. Here's what they say about the schedule. I don't know if you know this stat. I told Solana yesterday because you were off. Do you know that the furthest west that they travel this season is Indianapolis? Other than Madrid.
Yes.
Every single game that they play this season, other than Madrid, is in the Eastern time zone.
That's advantageous.
Advantageous.
Yes.
That's pretty wild. I had to look at it several times to believe that fact. They do not fly further, other than Madrid, than Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, that's an extra two wins in itself.
I kind of feel like it is an advantage.
No, them West Coast trips. Yeah. And then, they, you know, the thing where they go out there and they stay out there and they have to go early, like the scheduling of it is helpful.
Somebody texts in, try the orange cream Coke. It's terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried it. It's disgusting. Awful.
Disgusting. I got it. Remember, I brought it to somewhere.
Awful.
Nasty.
Anyway, this is what ESPN says about the Dolphins' schedule. Dolphins are tied for 11th easiest schedule in the league. Biggest takeaway, the Dolphins have an opportunity to start hot in the first 2 months of the season with six of their first eight games coming against teams that did not make the playoffs in 2024. Granted, they write, neither did the Dolphins. But if they want to prove last season was an outlier, they could build confidence and momentum with their early season slate. A potential problem, five of the first eight games are on the road.
But they're not going far.
Correct. Yeah. And you're playing lesser opponents for the most part. They say circle this date. Of course, it's the international game against the Commanders. That's November 16th. Not only is it historic, being the NFL's first game in Spain, but it's a matchup against a team that made the NFC Championship game last season and a quarterback in Jaden Daniels who appears to be on track to superstardom.
Tough
game.
Yes, and I heard, was it Joe's? This morning, I heard somebody talk about it. Tobin and Leroy, they went deep in the playoffs. Not like they snuck in and just
NFC Championship game. Yeah, they looked good. Like every time you thought, oh, he's going to come crashing down to earth, Jaden Daniels, he never did.
No, and they can play defense. They have a great young quarterback. That'll be a that's a tough one.
That's the stretch right there of the season. I know it might be a little bit too early to do this, but you want to find out whether or not this team is going to be a playoff team and whether or not we should take them seriously again, have this conversation. They play five of their first eight on the road, as you mentioned. Hawk, they come home. Thursday night football against Baltimore. Host Buffalo and then international game against the Commanders before their bye week.
It's a little murderer's row there in the middle of the season.
Three games against three contenders. Two of the three are at home. One is a neutral site game. If you can't go at least 2-3 in that stretch, then yeah.
No, I would totally disagree with that. Stack up your wins early when you can and hope to go 1-3 during that stretch.
I disagree. If we want the Dolphins to be the team that we're hoping they can be, and that's not, hey, sneak into the playoffs, get a favorable matchup, and hope you can win a playoff game, and then we're all going to celebrate. No. This has to be the season where you're a legit good team. You are the Commanders from a year ago, where you can go play anybody and beat anybody.
You can be a legit good team while losing to the NFC champion, NFC championship appearing Washington Commanders. Like, you can
For sure.
You can be a very good team losing to Buffalo. Buffalo is the only team, by the way, favored in all 17 of their games.
Wow.
They're going to be very good.
I understand what you're saying, Solana, but I would say the reverse is true. Stack up your win. You have to stack up your wins in the early games when you can, so that you can go 1-3 or 1-2 during those three tough games.
The best teams in the NFL go through a stretch, Hawk, where they're playing three Super Bowl contenders, and they're not saying, hey, it would be okay if we went 1-2 as long as we're 6-2 entering that stretch.
No,
they're
but saying, that's how you stay. No, I mean, teams don't go 15-2. Like, you stack up wins when you can against lesser opponents. The question is, are the lesser opponents to the Dolphins? To me, that's the real test.
The whole thing about this team went to the playoffs last year, it's the playoff team. The playoff team next year are going to be the teams in the playoffs. So I know what you're saying, Solana, like, oh, they're playing, they got to beat the Bills, they got to beat the Ravens. You want them to show you that they're a dominant team. And Hawk saying, hell, go 11-6, get in the playoffs, and then you're playing playoff teams because you're a playoff team.
Right.
Yeah, stuff
to me is like gravy. Hey, you go to Madrid and beat Washington, God bless you. You're better than I actually thought. Don't lose the games to the teams that we feel should be inferior teams when you have the chance, so that it doesn't come to, hey, you know, they kind of really need to go 3-0 against Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington. I mean, that seems almost impossible.
A Panthers win, a Patriots win, and a Browns win. Those are three wins.
Yes.
No, but two things can be true, right? I mean, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. I'm with you. But also, hey, the teams that nobody expects you to actually hang with this season, if you are the team
but
that is taking that next step.
But I don't know if we have teams that we're supposed to beat yet. I think that's the real test. I think the real test is against the teams that didn't make the playoffs, where you go, yeah, last season was an outlier because we're not on the level of those teams, because I don't think we're on the level of Buffalo and Baltimore. I mean, that's being real.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we're a playoff team that happened to miss the playoffs, as silly as that might sound. And those are the teams that you need to beat. A couple other notes from ESPN. Bold prediction: the Dolphins will finish with a winning record on the road for the first time since 2020. Under McDaniel, Miami owns a 10-16 road record, but look at its opponents away from South Florida this season: Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Carolina. Those are all winnable games, as are at least two of the Dolphins' division games on the road. So this is the year, ESPN says, McDaniel's team turns things around away from home. And then the final question: will the Dolphins be able to avoid their late season struggles? Miami is 7-10 since 2022 in regular season games played in December and January, with three road games and two primetime matchups against the Jets, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers, and Patriots to close out the season. The Dolphins will face adversity as they look to right the ship in late season contests.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Yep.
Last 4 weeks of the season: Steelers, Bengals at home, Bucks at home, and then in New England. Those four games. Now, that's what, Solana, that's when I want that. That's what I want to do. I want to be sitting at, you know, whatever, above 500 and say, hey, go 3-4 in these games right here, and you're a playoff team.
Somebody texts in: hypothetically speaking, Hockman, what if we go 0-4 in the first 4 weeks of the season? What then? I am betting the hell out of the Dolphins week 5 because they are due. You want to know what then? I am going heavy on the Dolphins week 5. I don't care against who. That's going to be an inflated line.
You know who they play week 5, though, right, Hawk?
Who?
The Carolina Panthers. You know what that means?
Your boy.
They got to go up against Bryce Young, who's about
That's
to have an unbelievable third season in the NFL.
That's
breakout.
Your guy.
Is he guaranteed to be starting week 5?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, he isn't. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up on the program here from the Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagan's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, try to give away those Who tickets as well. Got a big old hockey game coming up here tonight. We are just, what, 4 hours away from that? 4 hours and 10 minutes away from that. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.